lightning in the air. Let me see you playing everywhere. For your light that's shining free, I give all I am to thee. Open my eyes to the world.
That was William Vitalis with his wonderful song, Open My Heart to the World. My name is Elizabeth Joyce, and this program is called Let's Find Out. The focus of this program is to have our hearts open and grow towards a universal, united, loving, kind, forgiving planet. We are entering into a new decade, the terrible 20s. Some of us think that we're living in a difficult time, and some of us think that we're living in an easy time. We are living in a place where light is coming forth. It's a new light. It's called the double helix, and it streams to us from the center of the galaxy. At times on Let's Find Out, I offer a teaching program. I teach subjects that are hopefully on a higher level, for we live on a time when darkness is coming forth. And we live in a time when learning is cherished, but we also live in a time when ignorance is cherished. What's going on, we say. A lot of our beliefs, a lot of our precious thoughts, a lot of our training has been thrown out the window. And new ideas are coming forth. And our training is laughed at. And we are told we're old fogies. And we wonder, what in the world is happening? There is a battle going on between technology and the human mind, and I'm concerned that the human mind is losing this battle at this time. But it will always win out. The heart will always be there. Integrity, thoughtfulness, kindness, love, and mercy will always be available to us. Change is upon us. The times are changing, and it's time to change. Instead of asking for an easy life, we can argue that it is time to do the hard things in life. And as we go into the 2020s, I'm sure that will be upon many of us. The greatest efforts in human history have been made through hard times. Meanwhile, many of the worst things in our human history are people seeking to have easy lives at the expense of others. Look at the human trafficking. Look at the crime that is happening every day. If we look at history, we will see that our greatest accomplishments and the greatest changes in human life have come through very difficult choices. It's never easy. It's not a punishment to have to do hard things. It's a challenge. Can you figure this out? Can you bring something new into your world? And how are you going to do that? Will you do that through meditation? Will you do that with connecting to the higher forces? Will you do that with using this beautiful energy, the double helix that's coming in from the center of the galaxy? Why is this energy coming forth? And why was it predicted for years and eons before this opening occurred? Not to keep the old. Not to keep the older ways of life where people were looked down upon, used, punished, put in slavery, but to create new and challenging and uplifting and higher ways of living. Why don't you try this? Try setting your life goal on something that's hard to do. Even if it takes a while, go for it. Do something for others and don't do something just for yourself, because helping only yourself is easy. It's called self-centeredness. But look for something very worthwhile, not to make your own life easy, but also to help others. Let's Find Out has found that the only thing stopping one from accomplishing is not doing it. The only thing stopping kindness is not doing it. The only thing stopping being patient with another is not doing it. The only thing stopping forgiveness is not doing it. The only thing stopping mercy is not doing it. And the only thing stopping your learning and growing is not doing it. And the only thing stopping love one another as I love you is not doing it. Doing a hard and difficult task has brought us here today to the program of Let's Find Out. Doing the difficult task has already brought us to what we've accomplished up till now. Well, was doing that hard worthwhile? Was it worthwhile to do what you did to get where you are today? It's often the very worthwhile thing to do and can bring in the greatest riches into all of our lives. Finally, we have another challenge, and we have a prayer beyond prayer. What we present to the world and what we present to us is love. We are here to love and to serve. As we bring people into our lives, if we realize that we brought them into our lives through our subconscious energy, then we know that everyone in our life, whether they're angry or not angry, came through us and came to us through karma, through the rule of what you put out, you get back. Sometimes we have unpleasant experiences, and that comes from our fear, as we are being taught how to overcome fear. And sometimes we have wonderful experiences, and that comes from our love. Do something difficult. Don't say you're not strong enough. Don't say you can't do it. Say, I can do it, and I will do it, and it is so. I can do it. I will do it. And it is so, because I know who I am, I know what I am, and I know how I serve. This is Elizabeth Joyce. Welcome to Let's Find Out. And now it's time for tonight's program on bbsradio.com. So, let's find out.
Well, good evening. This is Elizabeth Joyce, and I'm on tonight with Frank St. James. And we are pretty excited because we're going into a very active time, the fall months, and we are also coming into a full moon this week. And Frank, do you have anything to say about the full moon on Friday in Pisces?
Well, being a Pisces and leading up to it, Virgo has been helping to lead us into getting information. It's an earth sign. It's a compatible sign with the Piscean. So we're getting, we shouldn't go off emotionally so much as getting more insight. That's what I feel that's coming towards us. And it's letting emotions flow in a positive direction.
Well, remember we were having a discussion a few minutes ago about how we're creating our future. And we are. We're creating our next life by living this life, especially if you feel like you're halfway through life or three-quarters of the way through life. You're creating the next experience you're going to have through the way you are now and through your decisions. You're also creating the dawn of a new awareness, and you can live your life out differently and more positively than perhaps you've experienced in the past. So we're having the dawning of responsible co-creation. I think that's what the 2020s are about, partially. We have to be able to take care of ourselves, and we also have to be able to care about and service and help others. Because they say, do unto others as you would have done unto you. But I'm saying that that's going to become true more and more. We have so much anger going on and so much road rage and cruel crimes, as you know. But, Frank, don't you think that's going to improve as we move along?
I think that the more, actually the Piscean moon has a calming effect on a lot of people. Mm-hmm. We're in the sign of Virgo. We got three planets in Virgo. We got everything that's pointing to working things through on a much higher level at this particular time. So I'm very enthusiastic about it. And of people actually working with themselves, empowering themselves. Is this really good material that Elizabeth has put together in her books, and they're simple solutions. They're not going, you don't have to be a psychiatrist about this, and you'll be pleasantly surprised how you can change your subconscious, the way you put things together, and at this time, I really feel good.
Well, you know, Saturn is going to turn direct on Friday along with our full moon, and then yeah. Pluto does so in October. And I think this is about the restructuring of our life and creating a new framework to be more flexible in dealing with others, to be more within yourself and more energetic and more about letting go of some of your old ways, some of your past judgments, and create a beautiful outside of self and inside of self, and then things will be in balance. So tonight we do have some callers. We are taking calls, and the first caller is Cindy from New York. Are you there, Cindy?
I'm here.
And what would you like to ask Frank?
Hi, my birthday is 4/12/52. And I'd like to ask him, I live out in the outside of town in the country on about 3 acres of land. And when I go out on my deck the last couple of weeks, there has been like this across the yard where the woods are, like this hard knocking of wood on wood. And it's like only a couple of times and it stops. And this happened to me a couple of years ago, too, where about for a month and a half, whenever I'd go out on my deck, something was slamming like a bat against a tree trunk or something. Can you tell me, was that a person or?
So, Frank, she said she was sitting out on her deck and she heard something banging and she wanted to know what it was. If it was a spirit.
Does this happen periodically, Cindy?
It happens in the fall. It happened a couple of years ago. Last year, I didn't hear anything. And now this year, a couple of weeks ago, it started up again.
Was there a person that passed in the family around this time?
No.
Was important to you?
No.
I feel like somebody, and you really got to kind of meditate on this one, but I feel like somebody related to you that was important in the family passed away around this time. And their energy comes around and is trying to get your attention. I don't exactly know what they want because, you know, you're going to get upset about it. But I don't feel it's going to linger stay there, that sound coming in. But it feels like somebody is just trying to get your attention. I don't feel negative on it, but we never know. You know, people try to give you a message or from the other side sometimes, and they don't actually know if they're doing it right or they ever did anything. So
one thing that you can do, Cindy, is to get very quiet and say, I know you're here. Could you please make your message clear? Because sometimes, and I think Frank will agree, that we have these souls that have crossed over that aren't quite mature enough to bring the message through, but they want you to know that they're there. Like you could have a bird in your backyard that could represent somebody that's passed over. But it certainly is definitely a message, and it's certainly about this time of year. So maybe you can search your memory about anybody that left this time of year, or maybe they were born at this time of year or something like that. Does that fit for you?
Yes.
Okay. It could be a good friend, too. It could be a friend of yours.
If you think of somebody's name, usually the first name you think, it is that spirit. But just say, is that you? Let me know. And then maybe you'll hear the sound again, and you'll know that they're tapping to tell you that it is them. And send them, you know, your love and good wishes.
Okay.
But I think that the veil has gotten a lot thinner in this new environment that we're in that has really come to life over the summer. And I think that you are getting a little bit more intuitive yourself. So I would be very happy that this is happening and see if I could get more clarity.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you so much for your help.
Thank you
I really
for calling. Let's
that.
Find out. This is Elizabeth Joyce. I'm on tonight with Frank St. James, and tonight is a call-in show. And the number to call, if you would like to speak with us, is 862-684-1904. Again, that's 862-684-1904. And Frank, we do have somebody else on the line, Jennifer from North Carolina. Her date of birth is July 30th.
Hi, Jennifer.
Hi, Frank. How are you?
Good. Interesting
Hi.
Enough, you're in the second year of a brand new 9-year cycle in numerology-wise. So overall, two represents a good earth energy, and it helps you to balance things in your life. It'll try to keep you calm. That's the way the energy sets for you. So what is your question?
Okay. I am considering moving. There was a there's a person who I'm seeing, and they wanted me to move closer so we could close the gap, because we don't see each other that often because of the distance. It's not super far, but it's a little bit of a pain. So I had said, okay, I will move. But now, you know, it's just, I'm not sure. I'm just really not sure, because it's like we're having a little rift, and I'm just trying to figure out, should I wait to move? Should I move anyway? Or I just need to know about this whole moving thing.
I would definitely wait. I would definitely wait. Why, you know, trust your intuition. If it's not, if there's some waves here between you, don't make a decision at this point until it's fully straightened out. You know, it's too much of a big move.
And the way that you straighten that out, and I know because I've just done two big moves this year, is you feel it within yourself. It isn't I'm going to do it for them, and I feel that you got to feel it within yourself. If you try to get a job and it comes your way, and you go out looking for housing and it comes right away, then you know you're supported by the universe. And the friend is only a byproduct of the move. And that's how you'll be successful. So you need to think to yourself, is this right for me and my life? I like to be close to my friend, but friends change and relationships come and go. I need to do it for me. Does that make sense, Jennifer?
Oh, yeah, it definitely does. It definitely does.
And okay. Where would you be moving from? North Carolina someplace?
Yeah, we're still in North Carolina, just a different area.
Uh-huh.
I have no family. See, I have no family in North Carolina. It's just me and my girls. So, you
know.
Be
careful. This is a funny time. And as Frank knows, this is the time when the gremlins can come out. We still have Neptune retrograde, and a lot of things are going on. I would not make any decisions until the end of the year. November sometime, and you'll know inside by that point. And usually spirit works in a strange way. If you're about to make a decision that isn't good for you, then the energies could cause a tiff, minor as it is, to just warn you, are you sure this is what you want to do? You're pretty stable now. You have children in school, Jennifer?
They're now just starting the 2-year college here in Raleigh.
Okay. It's awfully hard to move when a person is in their first year of college. They always tell you not to do it. So I just think that you ought to wait until you feel more secure with it yourself. Have you looked for work? Would it be where you would have to travel more for work?
Well, I'm not working because I just finished cancer treatments. And, so I'm not working right now.
Okay, but you want to be dependent on yourself nonetheless. And as
right.
I said, you'll know when it's the right time. I got a feeling that you may not be moving to this particular location. And I also have a feeling that something new is going to come along and you'll be glad you didn't.
Yeah. And I don't feel that the feedback that you're getting is really reassuring you that this is going to be something that'll benefit you in the relationship. I really feel, and I'm sure Elizabeth does, that let's wait a little bit. Let's see what's really going on here. You know?
Yeah.
We don't want somebody changing their mind, and
no.
then you're making all the preparations to move.
The energies are saying to you, Jennifer, hold it, go cautiously, and just wait, and I'll let you know when. Your spirit guides will let you know. So they're just saying right now, just tread water. Don't make any decisions. This is a good week for that anyway. We're coming into a full moon and Saturn going direct. Wait until after all that energy passes.
And, you know, and it's funny you say that because I had decided that if I did move, it probably would be in February. I wouldn't do it right now. So
good.
Good. Yeah.
All right. So you're doing the right thing. Okay. Thank you very much, Jennifer, for calling. Let's find out.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Well, you know, Frank, as we go on and we realize that Saturn is finally going direct after 5 months, we have to realize that there's been new energy with the eclipses that were in July and that the ego is doing more work with the heart. And, of course, that means that we're not going to control things. We're just going to let things come along. Don't you agree?
Oh, yes, I agree. And to make a point, we're talking about the outer planets now, the major planets that are going to be making dramatic moves with going forward. We got a couple that are still going to be in retrograde, not really moving. But it will give you a time to really think about things that are going on. There are, you know, the inner planets do change and rather quickly. They have their influence, but those outer planets are the ones that really make major decisions for us.
And the other point is that we're changing seasons. So we're at the end of something, not at the beginning. And you want to wait until we get into the new energies. We're going into Libra next week. We're having the fall equinox, and then Pluto goes direct. So I would say sometime in October to go ahead with some of your expectations and your projections rather than at this time. So.
Yeah. I'm getting a lot of positive feedbacks with my readings, too, where people have been considering because of the way the moon has been acting in the last 6 months and having those aspects to the moon that haven't happened in 150 years and all these changes that have been going on, and people are really starting to actually think wisely about changes. So there's a certain amount of energy that's really coming in that's helping them.
Oh, there is. And we are in a cycle. We really are. Starting on July 16th when we had the potential energy with that full moon. And now we're going into another full moon, the Pisces full moon. And that's always, it's the end of a portal. And the portal is going to be sealed. And you have until the end of November before this is finished. So we're going through, I'm going to say, give you dates. September 14th, that's the full moon. It's the end of a portal. And then we have October 4th, Pluto goes direct. There will be massive upheavals and everyone will be caught off guard. And this is going to happen in October. And then we go down into November around 11/19, and that is when it's significant for everybody, and whatever you've been working on will be set. It will be set for the next 12 years. And that's why I was telling everybody in June and July, make your moves now. Make your moves before this energy is set. So anyone that really has a question, like Jennifer did about, meditate on it and try to make your decision and try to get placed before January opens. And I think that that will benefit you. And if you have questions, you can always call Frank and I, and we can look at your chart and give you a reading and let you know. But we're going to have some shakeups, and we're going to have some very important people discuss what they're doing. We're going to have leaderships going on, leadership changes, and we're going to have endings, and then new beginnings come down the road. But we're all learning great lessons. And you want to have a timeline that is going to be activated in a positive manner, right, Frank? It's your thoughts and how you react that create your future.
I think there's a lot of people that are just sick and tired of hearing all the negative rhetoric. And even some of the comedians now are mm-hmm. turning around and trying to get rid of political things and getting back to comedy. It's people want to laugh. They don't want to be mad all the time. And it's getting, you know, so there's that undercurrent of really looking at people that can really help you politically rather than what they're talking about.
I think a lot of people are a new path. I think coming from the heart is getting stronger. I think that we're in an area of we're all going to be able to be great help to others. And I think that things are working with love bonds and acceptances. And there's a new energy. And in the new energy, you're going to be asked to live up to your standards. You know, everybody's been so judgmental, Frank. And you wonder how they've lived up to their own standards. People are not going to tolerate things being hidden or secrets being buried. And if you embrace
or lied to.
Yeah. Right.
And being lied to.
And if you embrace love, you're going to be supported. There's not going to be any rudeness or unfairness, because courage and victory, when you do courage and victory and you want to have what you want, you always have to compromise with other people, don't you, Frank? You can't advance without other people helping you.
Right. And your generosity and somebody's having a problem, you can't force yourself on them. But if you kind of test the winds, you know, that you're normally would like to help somebody, you'll find that you'll get everything back to you, too. It's and just not, you know.
I got a new mantra for tonight, everybody. And it goes like this. What have I experienced and learned from my past that I don't want to bring into my future? What have I experienced and learned from my past that I don't want to bring into my future? And then you have to work on it. You have to create a new timeline. You have to activate your belief system, say that you're ready to drop your idiosyncrasies and be ready to act in a loving manner. Don't you think, Frank?
Oh, definitely. And I have been going back and taking my notes, going back at least 40 years when I started really getting into this and studying the different categories of psychicness and improving the way I read. My own self-confidence. So I have something here. It's short, but it works. I am becoming more self-assured, more self-confident every day. I am increasing more of my abilities and my potentialities. I'm developing a good image of myself, and I see myself as a very worthy and a very
That's excellent. Also, I think that we have some positive commitments that we have to make. Commitment, loyalty, diligence, hard work, no handouts, save money, go with integrity, and be rational. These are the things we need to develop. And the things we have to let go of are, don't judge a book by its cover, don't keep up with the Joneses, don't worry about your reputation or happiness, know that you're happy now, and do not go back and try to fix it. Know when to leave, and don't ever, ever give up on yourself. And that's what Frank was saying. Don't give up on yourself. And this is a
little...
We have to go into a commercial. We do have Diana waiting from Montana. And Diana, we will get to you as soon as we get back. Meanwhile, here is some messages from that you need to hear. Thank you. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. And now it's time for your weekly cosmic tip. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Stargazing, week of September 9th through September 14th, 2019. There's an exciting agenda this week with a Pisces full harvest moon, a powerful trine, two sign changes, an opposition, and a Jupiter square, which reminds you to stop and think things through. Tend to routine tasks on Monday, and then in the evening through Wednesday, do something special. On Tuesday, September 10th, the Sun opposes Neptune for the only time in 2019. This energy can erode your self-confidence. Be careful not to feel as if you have to give everything away. Early Thursday morning presents a challenge between action and tiredness. The day is action-packed with Mars squaring Jupiter, but things could get a little bit out of control as the full moon's energy swings into action on Friday. Just go slow and keep moving. The big harvest full moon in Pisces is on Friday the 13th. The emotional moon is aligned with visionary Neptune in Pisces, a great day for daydreaming and opening your intuition to higher visions. This full moon is cloaked with smoke and mirrors, which can make it difficult to finish projects or end some bad habits. To keep you from getting lost in dreamland, the life-giving Sun is aligned with ambitious Mars in practical Virgo. You are challenged to bring expansive ideas into the mundane world to work for the greater good. Of course, the negative side would be to bounce back and forth between your intuition and the critical voice inside your head that tells you your big ideas will never work. Well, they can and they will. But it does require fitting your vision into a pragmatic mode that will work in the world as it is now. On the positive side, the Sun trines Pluto, which can strengthen your self-confidence. Friday evening, Mars is in Virgo, and it opposes Neptune, which can bring feelings of weakness. There is an abundance of planets in the adaptable signs of Virgo, Pisces, and Sagittarius, so be flexible. Remember, there is more than one way to accomplish a goal. This full moon also offers the opportunity to communicate in all types of relationships, receiving clarity in shared or not shared values. Your love relationship can become cleared between the two of you, opening your heart to closer feelings and emotions. On Saturday, talkative Mercury and relationship planet Venus move into Libra until early October. This is one of the best placements for Venus and favors diplomacy, fairness, and indicates smooth sailing for open communication. This will help with diplomatic conversation, but avoid being an excessive people pleaser. Venus is at home in Libra, enabling you to improve existing relationships or feel motivated to seek new relationships. For everyone, this presents an opportunity to improve social connections that should help to balance out this week's challenges. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out, and now it's time to get back to tonight's program with Elizabeth Joyce and Frank St. James. Elizabeth Joyce has just come out with a new bright clearing formula spray. This is a sanitizing and healing spray. It's extremely powerful and great for clearing away negative energy. If you've had a sickness or a cold, it helps to clear the room, as well as areas that have had heavy activity, your exercise area, or perhaps the dining room just after dinner.
It is suggested to be used generously as needed to spiritually cleanse an object. For example, if you want to upgrade your crystals, you always do that on the new moon, and you could spray it with the healing spray, this bright spray, put it in the window on a 9, a 3, a 6, or a 12, and let it sit there for 3 hours, and you'll have a new crystal that will be clear for your thoughts and input for the following month. This spray cleanses an object or space of stagnant energy, and you can use it daily in your bathroom area or any area where you feel a tightness, a cloudiness, a place of where you can't breathe well, such as cigarette smoke or odors from cooking. This spray will clear the room immediately. It's also wonderful for body workers, massage therapists, and healers, and it can be used after every client to renew and rejuvenate the room. Elizabeth Joyce's Bright Clearing Formula can be purchased at new-visions.com or by calling 201-934-8986. And now let's get back to Let's Find Out. This is Elizabeth Joyce from Let's Find Out. I have a wonderful, helpful, uplifting surprise for you. I had a dream in the fall months of 2017 about a tea mixture that I was to prepare. Blended according to Ayurvedic principles and chanting of ancient Sanskrit mantras to assure deep cellular healing and relief from within outward, Elizabeth Joyce's Elixir Tea was born. This tea helps with illness because it penetrates any damaged cells in the body and flushes out poisons. If you are on heavy medication, this tea will be helpful with the effect, creating extra healing energy power. Drink the tea just before meditating or while listening to ascension music or chanting your mantra. The formula came from the divine and contains the holy Tulsa leaf from India. Because these tea leaves are freshly harvested, there is absolutely no caffeine in this tea. You can drink it hot or cold. The ingredients are honeybush, Tulsa leaf, turmeric, lemon peel, cinnamon, ginger, and cloves. This tea is not available in the stores as yet, but it will be very soon. It is available on my website, www.new-visions.com. You'll see the little icon of the tea box on the front page. So pick up a pouch, sit by the fireplace, get comfortable, play Ardas, and sip your tea. This elixir tea will also help you with troubled sleep. The tea can help you relax, to be calm, and to raise your vibration from within. It begins from the heart center outwards. I'm looking forward to helping you with your healing and your work from within. Thank you. If you wish to order the tea, you can call 201-934-8986 and leave us a message, as well as purchase it on the website. Don't wait to get your tea. The healing starts immediately. Thank you. The chakras in your body is a meditation file created by Elizabeth Joyce and Richard Shulman way back in the year of 1993. Elizabeth Joyce considers this some of the best work she's ever done. Walk the spiritual pathway by opening all of your 7 body chakras. There are 2 tracks totaling over 1 hour of information. Track A contains the information to help you understand the chakras, and track B is a 25-minute guided meditation to open your heart center. It is extremely powerful, and within 120 days, your third eye should begin to open. You can get this MP3 file on Elizabeth's website, new-visions.com. You download it, you listen on your computer or smartphone or digital music player. Again, if you want to set up a very good and powerful meditation practice on a daily basis, the chakras in your body is the MP3 file for you. It's an audio file, a guided meditation with beautiful music by Richard Shulman. Begin your meditation practice now and grow into the joy, knowledge, and inspiration that this practice will bring to you. Again, you can order it at the website new-visions.com. Go to Spiritual Products. Thank you.
Seeding and Nurturing the Garden of Your Soul by Elizabeth Joyce
is a perfect gift for any birthday, holiday, or special day.
This book, Garden, as Elizabeth calls it, and it's one of her favorites, talks about the invisible energy known as Shakti, Chi, the Holy Ghost, is not a time or a thing, but the underlying nature order of the universe, whose ultimate essence is difficult to hold or to understand. The object of spiritual practice is to become one with these energies, to become a tunnel, to become a download effect, or by whatever you choose to call them. To achieve this type of balance is known as the state of being. This book, penned by Elizabeth Joyce, Seeding and Nurturing the Garden of Your Soul, is an experience of compassion. It's a desire to help others with these troubling times, through light and love shining through the darkness, and to bring love and light to all those who read the words. Seeding and Nurturing the Garden of Your Soul is not a fluffy, feel-good book. It is a well-written, practical guide exploring the groundbreaking philosophy of truly transforming your life. If you are serious about creating change, embracing your birthright with enthusiasm and grace, and creating your very own infinite possibilities, then this book is for you. With all the religious teachers, books, and masters of philosophy, we learn soon that they are one and the same. Spiritual practice is to become one with the soul and harmonize your inner nature in order to achieve that which you have been born to do. When you are walking your path, you innately know this because it becomes effortless. You think about it, you talk about it, you plan it, and you do it. This always involves meditation and the practice of moral practices. This book, Seeding and Nurturing the Garden of Your Soul, brings the principles which can be discerned by observing nature and can be followed as a practice. Your impact and connection to this energy force brings you a force field containing unlimited possibilities. However you practice it and use it is up to each and one individual soul. This book contains the natural laws of the universe, which will help to open your heart and guide you. Seeding and Nurturing the Garden of Your Soul is available at Amazon.com and at Elizabeth's website, www.new-visions.com. Pick it up, and you'll keep it by your bedside forever.
You're listening to Let's Find Out on BBSRadio.com.
Station 1.
If Internet radio has a name, it's BBS Radio, the number one live Internet radio talk show on the planet. It's Let's Find Out, and honored guests come every Sunday night
at 10 p.m. Eastern and 7 p.m. Pacific.
If you'd like to call in and ask a question, dial
888-627-6008.
Again, that's
888-627-6008.
In the U.S. and Canada. If you're just tuning in and would like to hear this show in its entirety tomorrow, you can download it at the archive link at bbsradio.com. Remember, if it's not mainstream, it's BBS Radio. So now, let's find out with host Elizabeth Joyce.
And that was Elaine Silver singing Sister Moon and Brother Sun. And the reason I picked that song tonight is because we're going into the full moon, where the sister moon is Pisces and the sun is Virgo. And of course, they're opposites, and opposites attract, so that people can learn lessons. And this is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. I'm on tonight with Frank St. James. And Frank, we have our caller, Diana, from Montana. Birthday is July 15th. Are you there, Diana?
I am. I'm here.
Oh, thank you so much for your patience. What is it that you would like to ask Frank?
Well, I started last spring seeing plans to go south this winter from Montana and just enjoy the warm climate. My plan is to first visit family in Kansas in mid-October and then head south. And I don't know what to expect. Just look for a job and place to live. Is that a good plan?
What do you feel, Frank?
I didn't get a lot of it.
She wants to go south for the winter from Montana. She's going to visit people in Kansas and then head south, and she wants to know what you feel or recommend for her.
Okay. You say you're heading south. Is that something that you want to change, an address, or do you have a purpose other than visiting family, Diane?
Well, my family's going to stay in Kansas, and I'm going to head south, and I'm getting nervous about it because I'm packing things up, and it's a hard, challenging thing to do. So,
you want to focus on in an area where there's a city where you could get work, and one of the best, most populated cities where you could find work is Austin, Texas. I don't know if you had considered anything else south. Where was south for you, Florida or Georgia?
No, Arizona, actually. New Mexico, Arizona. Oh, Arizona.
I don't know what about New Mexico. There's a little in Arizona, of course. Go ahead, Frank. What do you feel?
Well, it's interesting, Diana, because, I always throw in the numerology for you. And you're in the fifth year, and that's called the year of change. Mm-hmm. So everything that you're kind of doing is working for the change. Now, you're going to be going into the sixth year next year, but you're starting to feel the influence. Now, the sixth year is, in general, it's romance, real estate, it's creative energy. Sometimes we make more money. So it might be inspiring for connecting with a job. And if it does, my feeling is you couldn't connect within a month as far as getting yourself work. It's also the sixth year is good for negotiating. So your feet are on the ground more. You'll feel the influence. I think you'll get less feeling that foreboding about the whole thing. So my feeling with you that it's going to work out for you. I don't really feel the weather's going to be such an extreme up there that, this would be a great change for you.
Diana, what is your work training?
Oh, I just do small jobs. I've been a bookkeeper before, but now I'm kind of retired and I just do small jobs. And I'm pretty good at finding small jobs.
They just kind of come to me. Anyway, as I said, the one place that is thriving is Austin, Texas. And I know because I just moved there. And if you want to go over to Arizona, that's a different vibration. But I do think Arizona is better than Oklahoma or Nebraska because they are not good areas right now. So good luck to you. I think you're going to do just fine.
Okay.
And Diana, my sister lived out in Arizona for like 20 years. And there is quite a bit of work out there. So, you know, I wish you well, and I think it's just getting through your doubts about it, but you're making the move at the right time. That's what I'm feeling.
Oh, good. Okay.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you for calling this find out. So, Frank, we're at the end of a show for another time, and do you have anything that you want to give the people for the aspects of the rest of September and as we go into October?
I think it's the best time to follow your intuition. It's a good time for change from most people. If you have a certain plan, work through it. For the most part, you'll find that the universe is going to help you. It's going to charge you up. It's been doing that for the last year or so. Making changes is probably one of the best times that you can possibly make those changes, and do it. Do it. Because it's your journey through life, and you can always make it very positive, or you can just sit around and do nothing and worry about everything.
And that brings disease. So we know that we're going to be moving forward. I would like to suggest that you have a daily meditation practice in the morning. Just feel gratitude for the day and know that it's going to bring you all the positive energy to make that statement every morning. Thank you, Spirit, for being with me, and I'm open to your positive energies, and may I carry that through my day. I think that will help everybody, and it might even help you magnetize some new people to meet that could be helpful to you on your journey. So stay open to that, and we will be here next week, and Frank will be back around the fall equinox. So thank you for listening to Let's Find Out. It's now time for our meditation. And please get ready. We have a special meditation on ascension. And then Richard is going to be playing on higher ascension and to magnetize your body to higher levels. Then it's very powerful music. So stay tuned and keep listening. And thank you. We'll see you next week.
It's known by many names, the Muslim call it God, the Hindu call it Pani. The Christian call it water, but to the cloud it's all the same. In all the world, nothing water, dear sister water, so humble and pure. I would cry too if I was a cloud. I would cry. If I could wash away the world, if I could wash away the words, if I could wash away the wars over the world, if I could fill the rivers up. 'cause we all drink from the same cup. It's known by many names, but to our hearts it's all the same. Oh, I can call it water, but I can also call it honey. Oh, doll. Or I can call it Krishna. Or Allah. Or Jesus. Or Jehovah. Or Buddha. Or I can call it love. But to our hearts it's all the same. Oh, it's known by many, many names, but to our hearts it's all the same. But to our hearts it's all the same. In all the world, nothing else can fill the rivers up. Nothing else can soothe the pain. Nothing else can fill the rivers up. Because we all drink from the same cup. We all.
This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. And now it's time for our closing meditation.
Developing your ascension body in 2019 and the upcoming 2020s.
With so many teachers and paths out there, it's rare to come across a spiritual teaching that feels generally new and significant enough to concentrate and focus on. There has been discovered a radical new approach to spiritual life that is sending shockwaves through the contemporary spiritual world. If we want to evolve spiritually, we don't need to get rid of our ego or even to overcome it. We simply need to learn how to access the part of us that is already beyond the ego, the depth of the heart and the depth of the soul. Instead of spending a lifetime making slow and steady progress in our spiritual path, we can take a radical quantum leap into a completely different experience of being alive. So get ready. Take 3 deep breaths. Make sure your spine is straight. Sitting in an upright chair with both feet flat on the floor, legs uncrossed. Or you can sit in the lotus position. Close your eyes and listen as I ask these questions. Is there a heaven and a hell? Most of the world religions believe in some kind of heaven or hell. Christians and Muslims especially affirm such a belief. On the other hand, there is a growing number of people who are spiritually inclined to reject this notion. Many say there could not be a hell because of a loving God would never send his children there. Others trust in the account given by those who have had near-death experiences and who have returned, stating that there is no hell, even for the likes of Hitler. They ignore other near-deathers who testify that they actually went to hell and experienced it for a time before returning back to earth. Almost all believers in an afterlife accept that there is some version of heaven after death. But a lot of them have difficulty in accepting hell. Again, we ask, what is the truth? What is the truth of the matter with this question? Is there a hell or not? Well, the answer is yes. There definitely is a hell. And of course, we create it for ourselves. I'll prove it to you. Even atheists will have to admit that I'm right on this one. We all know there's a hell because we have seen it and experienced it. And I'm not talking about the unlucky few, but all of us. We have been through hell at one time or another right here in this mortal life. Some through much more than others. Here are an example of hellish experiences of ordinary folk that we know, our neighbors, our loved ones, our relatives. Number one, death of a loved one. Number two, a lost love or divorce. Number three, dealing with a sick, distraught, or out of control child. Number four, an unhappy marriage. Number five, a tremendous loss of some kind, like the death of a child, or perhaps a sudden loss of your parents. Number six, great physical pain and discomfort. Number seven, jail time. And number eight, failure to reach your dreams. All of these things are common happenings that most of us experience to some degree. But then there are other unfortunate people who are in a more permanent hell. Take someone who was in a serious car accident and becomes paraplegic. Which one of us are healthy and strong enough that would not admit that they would be in hell if they traded places with such a person? What about the person who is diagnosed with a terminal illness? Not only does he have a short time to live, but it will also be physically draining and emotionally painful to the end. Is that not hell? Something we wish we could avoid? Then there's the hell experience of many millions on this planet who have little or no freedom, or perhaps little or no food. The inhabitants of the North Korea area is a prime example. These people have to pretend to adore their leader and follow all that he says, or they will suffer prison or death. Many of them live on starvation diets, even resorting to eating tree trunk bark to survive. Which one of us would not consider ourselves living in hell if we had to trade places with some of these unfortunate souls? Okay then, we've established there's a hell right here on earth, and many are experiencing it right now in real time. If there is a hell right here on earth, then what makes some of us think the next world will only be pure bliss with no negative experiences? Much of the hell we experience on earth is due to our own perceptions and illusions, bad judgments and attitude. This is what has to change. This is what has to lift off the planet. Does it make sense that just before death a person would be miserable with the results of his actions, and then the moment after death, he's suddenly happy with himself? Simple logic tells us this is not likely. If we make ourselves happy or miserable in one sphere of activity, then surely we have the power to choose the same mindset in the next. Merely leaving one room and going to another does not eliminate the problems that come from living and moving in this world, or from this world to the next. It's like a changing room. That's why we have morning meditation and nightly review. And that's why we have your soul life review at the end of life before it is determined what pod you go to, after our life, so that we can grow and expand closer to the divine source. So, is there a lake of fire in the next world where the wicked will suffer for eternity? Not likely. Likely we have to live through our judgments and our misconceptions and shift as we witness how our decisions and our thoughts affected others, affected us, and affected the planet. Remember something. pain and suffering is temporary here, and therefore it is temporary on the other side. The words everlasting and eternal come from the Greek anos, which means related to an age. An age is not eternal, but a period of time with a beginning, a middle, and an end. All punishments, upsets, or disturbances in the next world are self-inflicted. And when we stop the thought process that makes us miserable, the supposed punishment will come to an end. All sincere souls eventually find the heavenly realms and enjoy a period of rest and happiness among the many mansions and dwelling places that Jesus mentioned. Remember, in my house are many mansions. The levels of ascension, as explained in the book Ascension, Accessing the Fifth Dimension. The question we need to ask is this. Are we willing to drop our judgments and act out of love? If we want love so badly, and most of us do, we need to be that love. So as you decide that you choose ascension, begin to develop yourself in 2018. We're coming into a spiritual renaissance, and this is very important. So begin now. And realize that every thought, every action, every feeling, every emotion comes from you. Let go of revenge, let go of getting even, and let go of resentments. Keep your thoughts on the high road and embrace every experience that you go through and share in 2018 with acceptance, part of your destiny, and grace. Thoughts are things. Dwell in that remembrance. Dwell in that knowing. Thoughts are things. So everything that you think, you create. Every person you meet, you have called into your reality for some kind of a lesson or experience. 2017 can be fabulous and unlimited, and you can reach your highest potential. All you have to do is concentrate, tie in with spirit, know that you can radiate the God source through you, and accept that challenge as you ascend and begin to use that energy for the good of all. So take a deep breath. Feel this new energy that's on the planet flowing through your body. Take another deep breath and forgive yourself for everything you've done and everything you haven't done. Because in the moment, you acted the best you could with what you knew at the time. Let it go. Let everything that went wrong in 2017 go. And the years before that, let it all go. And understand that you are now choosing to sign up for a positive 2018, where your thoughts and decisions and actions will take you to the place that you most desire. See your dreams coming true. Know that there are unlimited realities. And also know that you can be in the top part of that. You can be in the light, going higher and higher as you walk your path. So be that. Be love. Respect people for who they are. Allow them to be who they are. And walk your path in love, peace, and harmony. And now sit back,
close your eyes and let yourself float up as Richard Schulman brings you into alignment with this very special toning and music.